Is the scream really a scream? Have you ever looked at a famous painting and wondered what the artist was trying to say? One of the most famous paintings in the world is Edvard Munch's The Scream. You have probably seen the strange figure with a wide-open mouth, hands near the face, and a bright red sky behind him. Most people think the person is screaming. But there is another idea. Maybe he is not screaming at all. Edvard Munch's The Scream may be one of the most recognizable images in art history, but the British Museum thinks most people have got it all wrong. The figure isn't screaming, he's hearing a scream, the curator of a new exhibit tells The Telegraph. What was Munch thinking? This question has been discussed for many years, but there is an important clue from Munch himself. The British Museum showed a rare black-and-white version of The Scream called a lithograph. Under the picture, Munch wrote, "I felt the great scream throughout nature." These words help us understand what he was feeling when he created the artwork. Munch once described walking outside when the sky suddenly looked red. He felt anxious and overwhelmed by what he saw and experienced. So instead of showing a person making a loud scream, the painting may show someone hearing or feeling a scream coming from nature. Look closely at the picture. Take another look at the figure. His hands are next to his head. His body looks tense. The sky seems to twist and move behind him. Even the landscape looks unusual. It almost feels like everything around the person is moving. The inscription makes clear that Munch's most famous artwork depicts a person hearing a scream and not, as many people continue to assume and debate, a person screaming, says Julia Bartram of the museum. This gives the painting a different meaning. The figure may be covering his ears because the world around him feels too powerful. A painting about feelings. Munch was interested in showing emotions. He wanted people to feel something when they looked at his artwork. He was trying to capture an emotion or moment in time. Through the inscription, we know how he felt. People think this is a screaming person, but that's not what is going on. This is one reason The Scream is still so famous today. The painting does not look like an ordinary photograph. The sky is colorful and wavy. The bridge seems to stretch far away. The figure looks almost like a symbol of fear or worry. Munch was showing an emotion instead of simply showing a person. Who is right? Not everyone agrees that the figure is hearing a scream. It is a question of interpretation, says the former head of the Munch Museum in Oslo. That is one of the exciting things about art. Sometimes there is no single answer. When you look at a painting, you can have your own idea about what it means. You can also learn new information that changes the way you see it. So, the next time you see the scream, look closely. Is the person screaming? Or is he listening to something frightening in nature? Maybe the answer is hidden in Munch's own words. "I felt the great scream throughout nature." Sometimes, understanding a painting means learning to look at it in a completely new way.